In 2019, Sid, Doug had this vision of bringing manufacturing back to North America. You know, us along with most of the other manufacturers in our business all brought their products in from Asia. Well, that creates, you know, some real supply chain challenges as we're dealing with right now. So Doug made the decision as the owner of the brand that he was going to go out and purchase the equipment and start a plant to domestically manufacture in Toronto.
Today's episode is a little bit of a story about embracing the power of diversification to fuel the growth in your business. This was a really, really interesting conversation with my guest today, Dean McIntyre, the president of Airsonics North America. I'm quite certain, as you know, that we've all been through some unusual things over the last 15 to 18 months. And what Dean shares about how his organization diversified to fuel their growth is a fascinating conversation. And I hope that you will listen all the way through to all the nuggets of information that Dean had to share with us. I'd also like to give a big shout out. We got another review in. This one comes from Carrie at Zinc, all the way from Australia, which is really exciting that we get listeners that far away. Carrie writes, "I tuned in and just have to say, Sid, you are such an amazing host, and I just love hearing from you. Your episode insights, favorite things, and celebrating Sid is amazing and so inspiring. Thank you, Sid." Carrie, thank you so much for leaving a review and a rating. It really helps us get our message out there to people who want to discover our content and our information. And guys, if you haven't had the opportunity to go leave us a rating and review, I would really appreciate it. Head over to Apple iTunes and drop us a rating or leave us a review. I'd love to hear from you. And we do read every review that we get here on the episode. So thanks for joining us. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. The Trend Report is proudly sponsored by Indeal, partners in progress to the commercial interiors industry. To learn more about Indeal, please visit their website at indeal.org. I'm Sid Meadows, and I'm a certified professional coach, and my focus is on high performance and growth and helping my clients move into action. I'm a personal and professional development junkie, an avid podcast listener and reader, and my passion is all things contract interiors. In this podcast, I'm going to provide you with information, education, ideas, and tools to help you in your personal life, your business, and our industry. So let's have some fun and welcome to the Trend Report podcast. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Trend Report. I'm glad you're here today for what I know is going to be a really interesting and very informative conversation. So I'd encourage you to grab a notebook and a pen, take some notes, because this is going to be really good. I'm excited to welcome Dean McIntyre to the podcast today. Dean is the president of Airsonics North America. Dean, how are you?
Very good, Sid. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, dude, I'm glad you're here. We finally are connected. So to the listeners here, I'll make fun of myself a little bit. You know, I kind of like doing that. This is our fourth attempt at recording a podcast. So we've had some technical problems a couple of times and then some travel problems where it wasn't conducive. So Dean, after a couple of months of trying, I'm really glad that we're here today to get this thing recorded.
We finally made it. I was beginning to think after the third try there that you may be doing this on purpose, but hey, here we are now. So I forgive you.
Thank you very much for that, because it was not on purpose, at least not intentionally, right? So Dean, we've been having some conversations about what it is that you do and your organization. Give us a high level view of who you are and what your organization does.
You know, it's kind of complicated to a degree. That's
why I said grab a piece of paper and a pen to write it down.
Yeah. So, you know, you introduced me as the president of Airsonics North America, and that is absolutely true. So within Airsonics North America, we are the manufacturer, designer, fabricator of the EasoBoard design-driven acoustics brand, and we have a preserved moss brand called Quiet Earth Moss. So those are our brands under the Airsonics North America brand. But we actually, within our group of companies, have a number of other brands. I come to the industry through the installation business and have been in the install business for 38 years. And are members of Facility Service Network, an installation group out of the U.S. In addition to that, though, we have what really got me into manufacturing was back in 2008, we designed and patented a product called Swift Space, which is a mobile office furniture product that has been doing very well for us. And that kind of gave me the bug for manufacturing. That led me into acoustics with Isoboard. And we are also a fabricator of the Starwall demountable wall brand in Canada. So we've got a number of things on the go that can keep us quite busy.
All right. So I'm going to recap that, because if you were counting, to everybody listening, if you were counting, one, two, three, that's five. So
yeah,
started out with the McIntyre Group as an installation company over 30 years ago. Being an installer, you're part of an installation group that comprises people in Canada, as well companies in Canada, as well as in the United States. By the way, if I didn't mention it, Dean is located in Toronto, or right outside of Toronto, right, Dean?
That's correct. Our head office is in Kitchener, Ontario, which is an hour west of Toronto.
So we got a Canadian A on the podcast with this guy, so we can have fun with that. He's smiling, so that's good. He got my joke.
Yep.
So you have the McIntyre Group focused on installation. Then you have Airsonics, which comprises of Isoboard and Quiet Earth Moss, which in our industry, most of us would know that. Then additionally, you've got Swift Space, which started in 2008 as a mobile office furniture manufacturer. So that's what really got you into manufacturing. And then you do a demountable wall product in Canada called Starwall. So McIntyre Group, Starwall, Swift Space, Isoboard, and Quiet Earth Moss.
Yeah. And, you know, essentially all of those products require installation. So that helps to feed the funnel of the installation business for not only me, as well as other installers around.
Sure. So Dean, I'd say you're a pretty busy fella.
Yeah. My wife has actually said to me, no more businesses, no more companies. You know, I've told her that, I want to start slowing down, and then we start some other new brand, and she just shakes her head at me.
Once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur, right?
I think you're always looking for the next opportunity.
Sure, absolutely. You know what? It's a really good point, because you should always have your eyes open and your ears listening to what's going on around, right? Because you never know when an opportunity is going to come in front of you, especially right now, the way things have been in our industry. You never know when an opportunity is going to come in front of you that could be a really, really good opportunity to fuel even further growth of your organization.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of have a saying that I say, I believe that opportunities breed more opportunities. If people bring you things, or you will look at something maybe differently than somebody else will, and see how that might fit in with your organization. And if it's a fit, well, you know, you look at it close and determine, you know, is this something that I really want to do or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So really what our topic about today is diversification to fuel the growth of your business. And you're a perfect example of diversification. So tell me a little bit about how you got into Isoboard and Quiet Earth Moss, because that's the brands that most of us will be familiar with.
Yeah. So my partner in Airsonics North America is Doug Barlett. And Doug Barlett is a longtime furniture industry veteran as well. I'll call us veterans after all these years. He is the founder of the Isoboard brand. So Doug founded the Isoboard brand back in 2008. He was a real early adopter of taking PET acoustic sheets and fabricating them into acoustic features that can be used in, you know, offices, hospitality, any of the locations that we use them each day. So, you know, Doug was out peddling his brand. And had a great vision of what he wanted to do across the world, really, not just in North America, but he's taking his brand right around the world. So when I met Doug, I had actually met Doug 20 plus years ago when he was a furniture rep. And when we reconnected, I saw what he was doing. And I, you know, as an entrepreneur again, I just kind of fell in love with it. And, you know, that was in 2015. I went down and joined him at Neocon, saw what he was doing, and just, I wanted to be part of that. So the initial stage of my involvement was I became the president of Airsonics Canada, and we started to take the Isoboard brand to the Canadian market. That was kind of the beginning of the whole thing.
Wow. And since 2015, you guys have experienced some really, really amazing growth.
Yeah. The acoustic business has been busy, but our sales at Airsonics, in our first 5 years, we had 680% growth. It was tough to keep up with, but also an awful lot of fun. When you're going through that, you can enjoy yourself as well when you're not pulling your hair out in some cases.
So I want to repeat the number just so everybody heard it. 680% growth over the first 5 years, or last 5 years of business.
That's correct.
Dean, what would be the top three things you would attribute to that growth?
Well, you know, I think speed to market is one of them. Getting our plan out there and letting the architects and designer and the dealers especially know that we're here. The customization of our brand, I think, is very important as well. So while we have quick ship guides and we've got standard price guides, the vast majority of what we do is quite custom. I think the other big one that we are really on the going down the road of now is fabrication close to customers. You know, we feel that the market is fundamentally changing and have made decisions that we want to fabricate close to our customers. So we've got multiple 5 fabrication centers around North America. I think that will be a game changer.
And how many of those are in the United States?
3.
Okay.
So we've got 2 in Canada, here in Kitchener, where I am, out in Calgary for the Western Canadian market. Then we have a location in Chicago for the Midwest, in Boston for New England and the East Coast, and then out in LA.
Okay. So I'm going to recap the 5 or the 3 things that you said that really fueled that growth, which is speed to market, meaning get your product there first, being one of the first people to market. Customization of the product and being able to customize not only for the end user, but for the design firm, as well as for the dealer. And then taking the fabrication close to the customer by opening up 5 distribution centers across North America, 3 in the United States, very strategically located east, mid, and west. And then 2 in Canada, also east and west, right? Because there's not a lot in the midsection of Canada, is there?
No, we can kind of cover off the midsection out of Calgary or out of Kitchener here and not have to worry a whole lot there.
Okay, that's great. But you're also doing some really unique things with EasoBoard. You're taking a leadership position with something that you're doing. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, Doug, my partner, is a real visionary in this business as well. And I don't know, he probably, even when he's sleeping, he's just thinking about the EasoBoard brand. And so in 2019, Sid, Doug had this vision of bringing manufacturing back to North America. You know, us along with most of the other manufacturers in our business all brought their products in from Asia. Well, that creates, you know, some real supply chain challenges as we're dealing with right now. So Doug made the decision as the owner of the brand that he was going to go out and purchase the equipment and start a plant to domestically manufacture PET sheets that we make our features out of in Toronto. So we call it domestic manufacturing. It is in Canada, of course, but we look at Canada and the United States together that way. You know, that gives you total control of the supply chain. We're manufacturing here, vertically integrated. The raw materials are all US-based raw materials. So that gives you also control over your cradle to grave as well. You know where that's coming from. So environmentally, when a designer asks you, where are those materials coming from? You can tell them exactly. You know, we've got mindful materials and EPDs and HPDs for environmental on our products. And doing that domestically is a much better story. You know, the transportation costs are way down. If you're seeing any of the stories out of China these days about what it's costing to bring containers in, it's a real challenge.
Yeah. So first off, let me congratulate you on that step, right? I think it's an amazing accomplishment. You guys are the first in North America to actually domestically manufacture PET. And that is a huge accomplishment. And congratulations to you guys. And you started it just as the world was shutting down, right? And getting everything ready.
Yeah, the containers arrived in April of 2020, just as everything was shutting down. So through COVID, we were trying to start up a manufacturing plant, and it certainly caused us some challenges.
Sure.
Doug probably aged a couple years through all of this as it happened. You were supposed to be bringing technicians in from Europe to come in and help assemble all of the equipment to get it running. And well, you weren't able to do that. So it slowed the process, but here we are now and the plant is running.
That's awesome. I mean, that's really amazing. And again, that's what I meant earlier about taking a leadership role. You guys are leading the way in something that's really important because it has a lot of impact on where you can sell your product, what you can do, your lead times, your ability to customize, because now you're making the raw material rather than buying the raw material. So a lot of positive aspects of that. And I think that's fantastic. And not even to talk about the sustainability aspect of it and closer to the customer with your distribution centers and things of that nature, you're making it a lot easier for people to do business with you.
On top of all of that, just think of all the custom capabilities we now have by having our own manufacturing plant. You know, the custom colors that we can have, the custom thicknesses of material, being able to take other materials and laminate them onto our sheets and do things that just other manufacturers are not able to do. We truly believe as we launch more of this in time for NeoCon of this year, that it is really going to give us a step ahead on the market.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you just hit on something that we're talking a lot about, but we're talking about it more in the work environment than how I'm going to use it. But what you're giving our community, when I refer to our community, I'm talking about architects, interior designers, as well as office furniture manufacturers or office furniture dealers. Flexibility, adaptability, and choice is really what you're providing. And it started with being the first to actually manufacture a really important component in our industry because we see PET everywhere today, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not just on the ceiling or on the wall tiles or on the hanging screens. We see it on furniture. I mean, we see PET in almost every place that you look. And so that's really exciting for you guys to be leading the way with this domestic manufacturing. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And you're right. You know, if you looked back at NeoCon 5 or 6 years ago, we were probably one of the only PET manufacturers, fabricators that were there. Then gradually it got, you know, a couple of years later, there was 3 or 4 of us. And then, you know, if you go to NeoCon now, it's everywhere. And as you said, it's a component of every furniture line out there. Some of that we do ourselves as well as OEM. So we provide OEM materials to many furniture manufacturers as well.
That's just another component of the importance. If you're listening, whatever it is, the role that you have in our industry, whether you're a manufacturer or a dealer, you just outlined again the importance of diversification. Right. I think if anything, the pandemic taught us that we really need to diversify our business and be sure that we're doing a variety of different things in order to keep the big ship afloat. Right. And you've got that. You know, we didn't talk about OEM in the beginning, but it's a great way. And I talk to people about it all the time. Why aren't you doing this? You have something unique. People need it. Why aren't you OEMing? And I think you're using a great example of that, how that can help to fuel the growth of your business.
Well, another, you know, a colleague of both of ours, Paul Holland, that's been on your show before, has pushed that along to us for a long time. Be diversified and don't just rely on one channel of business. And I've listened.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you're listening. That's great. So on the lines of that diversification, recently, you are at least recently for me, it may not be recent. You've got Quiet Earth Moss, which is a really cool product and also something that is trending upwards, right? It's a biophilic component. It's really cool. So tell us about Quiet Earth. When did it start and all that kind of good stuff?
Well, you know, timing is everything. And you know, when you look for opportunities, sometimes you don't know how good an opportunity it's going to be when you first start looking. So back in early 2020, I was looking for a new rep in the Western Canada market, and I came across a woman that was a moss specialist. And she was looking at our Ease Aboard brand. And she started talking to me about Moss, and it really intrigued me. Doug and I were both really intrigued by this thing. And we started considering, how could we incorporate preserved moss, quiet earth moss, along with our Ease Aboard brand? So, of course, during the pandemic, as if we didn't have enough to deal with, bringing over manufacturing and getting all that going and dealing just with the pandemic itself, we decided in the spring of 2020 to launch Quiet Earth Moss. So we hired Carmen. Carmen came to work with us on April 1st, just as this pandemic was really getting a hold of us. And through the spring and summer months, we launched Quiet Earth Moss and brought it to the market in the late summer of 2020. So, we are less than a year old with Quiet Earth Moss, but we are seeing rapid growth there again because of how the design community is wanting to maybe change the environments that they're working in.
Okay, so I have lots to say to this, okay? First off, I have a whole complete new respect for your wife and her comments about no more companies, listening to you describe how Quiet Earth came to be, because it's not like you bought a company, you started a company and launched it right in the middle of a worldwide lockdown.
Right from scratch. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. From scratch.
Yeah.
Wow. And you also enlightened me, and I think everybody listening to the show right now, there's a moss expert. There's really somebody that's an expert in moss?
There is.
That's total new to me.
I am not a moss expert of myself. I will certainly admit that. I can tell you the brand or the types of moss that we sell and so on. But yeah, Carmen knows moss inside and out, and how to design it, which ones are the correct types of moss, because there's various types of moss. What are the right ones to use in the right setting, in the right climate? You're in Dallas. So we may make suggestions on which types of moss are going to be good in Dallas that might not be the same in Phoenix because of a different type of climate. So that is her specialty, and she's helped us launch that through our, launch the brand and then get it out to our rep groups and educate all of our reps across North America and customers as well, of course.
So anybody listening, you've not seen the product, it's really cool. And what you do with it is really great. And you were actually able to combine Ease Aboard and Quiet Earth Moss together, right?
Yeah, that is one of the things that we wanted to do that maybe is a little bit different. Typically, preserved moss products are adhered to a piece of plywood or a piece of coroplast and then adhered to the wall. What we did was that we wanted to merge our Ease-Aboard acoustic product and Quiet Earth Moss together to make a highly acoustic product. So all of our backers are made with Ease-Aboard. We do a lot of frames out of Ease-Aboard. Even the letters, when you're doing branding, you can do the branding with Ease-Aboard. Some clients want us to use acrylics or wood products or metal. We can do all of that customization as well. But we really have taken made preserved moss also an acoustic product. And I think back to the design side of that, during the pandemic, you're going to see even more and more hard surfaces in all of these environments that we're in for cleanliness. So where are you going to have those soft surfaces that are going to take the reverberation out of a room, make it a comfortable place to work? Well, preserved moss and Ease-Aboard together can help you do that. And essentially, you're making artwork. So you're taking a piece of art and putting it on a wall. We make planters out of Ease-Aboard and then use preserved moss and preserved plants inside those planters. So those are ways that you can control the echo, the reverberation inside a space that I don't think most people would even consider.
Again, lots of thoughts on this, because I'm sure everybody listening, and you included, Dean, have been in spaces where you're like, oh my gosh, it's so noisy in here. I think about going to restaurants, and you go to a restaurant with my wife and I have a couple locally that we hang out with a lot. And there are times that I feel like we're yelling at each other across the table because the restaurant is so noisy. But restaurants, there's some strategy around that. I don't agree with it, but there's so much that public spaces specifically could do to enhance the overall acoustics of a space. I love the fact that you're incorporating it with Moss, because Moss also doesn't just, with the way you're making it anyway, that's bringing the biophilic element in. And we all know the importance of nature and having nature around us and in and how it makes us feel. So you're doing two things at the same time, which I think is great because we've all experienced bad spaces of acoustic properties.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I say, you know, essentially our Quiet Earth Moss is really, it's art. So you can incorporate it into the artwork that you have in your facility. You know, you can also use living walls, of course. We did not get into the living wall business because we were looking for something that was low maintenance. And preserved moss is very low maintenance. If you treat it well and you put it in the right location, it's going to last you for years. So, you know, we are not in the live plant business, though we do sell our acoustic planters. People will buy them and put live plants in. We just don't provide the plants.
So when you started Quiet Earth, did you just go to your existing reps and say, here's another product under a different brand for you? Or do you end up having two different sales channels for those?
No, we that was our first channel that we went to our existing reps. And for the most part, they really loved it because, you know, biophilic design is big these days. You know, our timing on this was absolutely perfect. And, you know, most of our reps are furniture reps as well. You know, so we, you know, architectural or furniture reps, and this just fits right in with their other lines as well. So it, and because EasoBoard was incorporated into it, if they're already representing our EasoBoard brand, then it just made sense for them to pick it up.
Sure, absolutely. Because I mean, this is another component of diversification. You're not only selling to the office furniture dealer, you're also selling through architectural specialists and getting products specified in the construction process that are a year or maybe even longer than that ahead of where the traditional office furniture dealer comes in. It's in the construction documents, it's bid through the GCs and installed in a completely different way. So that's another aspect of diversification of your business that obviously has helped to fuel a significant growth.
Yes, absolutely. You know, architects and designers are really our main target market. Of course, furniture dealers, we do an awful lot of work with the dealer community as well, and by no means discounting the dealer community, but sure. But architects and designers, if you can get your product specified into a project, and yeah, you know, the lead time on those can be quite long in some cases, but that's really the goal to get in on the spec side.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Dean, we're getting near to the end of our time, and I could keep asking you questions because I think this is a fascinating conversation. But I do want you to touch for just a minute about Swift Space. I've never seen the product. I'm not familiar with it. We will put a link to all of these brands in the show notes, guys, so you can go and check them all out. But give us a 30-second elevator pitch about what is Swift Space.
Well, Swift Space started off as a mobile office furniture product that you could wheel in. It comes fully assembled out of our plant. You wheel it in and open up a workstation and install it in about 30 seconds.
Wow.
So that doesn't go over well with all my install friends.
Of course not.
But you know, the product is really diversified over the years as well. So these days, mobility has become more and more important. And, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when we got started, mobility was maybe not as big in the market. You know, I really feel we were ahead of ourselves. But everything we manufacture is mobile, and everything we manufacture comes fully assembled out of our plant. So when you wheel it off the back of a truck, you can put 150 solo 6x6 workstations on a tractor trailer, wheel them out the back, and install them in a day. Yeah, that's unheard of in our market.
Yeah, like, hold on. 150, what'd you say, 6x6 workstations on wheels in a truck. You can roll it off and it's, wow, yeah. I've got to go check. Sorry, I'm an old workstation guy, right? I've sold workstations forever, but that's awesome.
Yeah, there is nothing like this on the market. And, you know, it's kind of a best kept secret, let's say. You know, we're about to launch a new website on the 28th of June for Swift Space. And the idea of that is to kind of bring us out and, you know, let people see us a little bit more. But these days with the changing office, last year during the pandemic, sales for Swift Space doubled. And they doubled because people needed flexibility. You know, the office is no longer what it was in the past. So some people really, as Rob Way, my partner, would say, drank the Kool-Aid on mobility, on flexibility. In the last year, I think the pandemic has actually helped our Swiss-based business enormously. And you're seeing other manufacturers putting casters on things now. They just don't work the same way ours do, because ours come fully assembled and you literally unfold them on the job site. You know, if you go to the Swiss-based website, you'll see videos of it. And, you know, most people are quite amazed on engineering.
So we'll be sure that the website link is in the show notes. We're recording this in late June. It's not going to publish until mid to late July. So the website will be up and live by then. So that'll be great. Everybody be able to see it. But I'm anxious to go check it out, because now you got me like super intrigued about mobile, a 6x6 mobile workstation so that you can install.
Yeah, you'd be amazed how we started off with essentially a workstation like that, your typical office workstation with walls. And it is diversified just like everybody else's brands have. You know, we now have 10 different lines of product. Started off with one, and we've grown it to 10 over 10 plus years.
I think I'm going to officially dub you the king of diversification, because diversifying your overall business, you're diversifying product lines or companies, and then you're diversifying product lines. I mean, it's really fantastic, and I love it. So let me ask you, Deed, I mean, you've had a lot of experience about doing this and really fueling the growth of your company over the last several years, and navigating through a pandemic that not necessarily everybody navigated very well. What kind of advice would you give to other business leaders, whether they're a manufacturer, a dealer, an installer, the leader of an A&D firm, or whatever it is? What kind of advice would you give to them if they're considering diversification of their business?
Well, you know what? It's a lot of work. You know, you're going to work harder than ever. If you want to diversify your business, you better be prepared for the time that it's going to take you to invest into that. Always be looking for what might be right around you. How can you, if you've got an existing line, what can you do to diversify your existing line? But what might be a nice add-on that customers would really love to see? So when we go to market now, you know, we love to sell our products together. Our biggest OEM customer is Swiss-based for EasoBoard. There is EasoBoard all over and incorporated into Swiss-based. So there's ways that you can kind of fuel your growth just by using your internal businesses as well once you begin to diversify.
So I'm going to bullet point it how I heard that, right? Know your customer wants, know what you're capable of, and then be prepared to do the work. Because it's not easy, but if you do the work and you do diversify, you can reach a level of success to keep your business moving forward, but maybe in a different avenue.
I think that voice of customer that you mentioned there, I think is very important. What can you do that's going to make your customer's life a little bit easier, make the staff that are using things a little bit easier? And you know, we are custom brands. You know, if somebody comes to us, we love it when they come to us with that drawing on a napkin and say, could you do something like this? You know, that's fun. That's the stuff that keeps our internal engineering and design departments. Some days they pull their hair out because we probably promised that we can do it, and now they have to make it happen.
Listen, a leader, a sales leader, a leader of a company would never make a promise and then look at engineering and say, make this happen, right?
Of course not.
And that was sarcasm, in case you guys didn't pick that up. That was total sarcasm. Dean, I appreciate you being here. I'm so glad we were able to finally connect and actually have this conversation. If anybody listening to the podcast or audience is interested in getting in touch with you, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, you know, look me up on LinkedIn, I think is probably the easiest way. And if you want to connect with me through LinkedIn, I'm always looking for good connections there. And then, of course, you know, we can maybe put my email address in as well.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll drop your email address in the show notes, and then we'll put your LinkedIn on connection there. You guys know the rules. If you do connect with Dean on LinkedIn and you've never met him before, hit that add note button and send him a note. Let him know that you heard him on the Trend Report, and that's why you're connecting him, and let him know how much you enjoyed the conversation and what value you got out of it. Dean, listen, I don't know that I could wish you any more success than you already have, man, but I sure hope that the rest of 2021 is amazing success for you and all of your organizations. And I look forward to seeing you in Chicago at NeoCon in October.
Yeah, well, I'm expecting good things. Our whole team, I mean, all of our companies are working very hard these days just for for success. And yeah, we look forward to NeoCon.
Hey, man, I appreciate being here. We'll talk soon. Okay, take care. Thanks for joining me today on this episode of the Trend Report Podcast. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you got some amazing value out of today's conversation. For more about our podcast and this episode and our other episodes, please visit my website at sidmeadows.com. We look forward to seeing you next week, and go out there and make today great.